Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
We were talking about engagements and marriage the other day, and I spotted a Facebook post this morning that I thought was interesting. And it says, the post was simply, how long do you wait before you get engaged? The post caused a lot of debate in the comments, with some people saying that they got engaged within weeks of dating their partner, while others are saying they waited 10 years. A baseline in Kerner, PhD, licensed physiotherapist, couples therapist and author, suggests that 1 to 2 years is often a good amount of time to wait before you even think about getting engaged. Some people would say 3 years, some people say 5 years, some people say 3 weeks, you know what I mean? I mean, I don't know. What do you think? I mean, how long should you wait before you get engaged? He says, this, by the way, psychotherapist, that I've worked with a lot of couples who have strong relationships, and they met and fell in love very quickly and really got to know each other, you know, as friends and family very quickly. They got to experience what it is to live with each other or spend time and spend a lot of time with each other, go through life's issues and cycle of issues together, like the loss of a family member or the loss of a friendship or going to a wedding or a funeral, and really getting to see each other a lot in a lot of different contexts and feel it's a good match. And generally, that can happen in a year. You can want to have some problems, or you could see some problems emerge and see how you deal with the problems together as a couple. But he says, for me, it's more about the range of experiences that lend themselves to people being compatible rather than the amount of time they spend together. So, and most people say that together. I mean, you know, Ruth would say that to me, that she always want to live with somebody for a while before you even think about that kind of thing. And she's right. I mean, your mother used to always say it to you, didn't she? If you want to know me, come live with me. The number is 087-188-0008. And I tell you what, we have some new Ireland's Classic Hits mugs, by the way, which we got into delivery of there during the week. And we're going to give some of them away. So if you want to, we're going to give you one of Aisling's hampers with a mug and a couple of bits and pieces in it. And all you got to do is text in and tell us, how long should you wait before you get engaged? Or how long did you wait before you got engaged? The number is 087-188-0008. Lisa, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Lisa?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Now, are you engaged? Are you married?
I am. I'm married. I'm married nearly 4 years now.
Okay. How long were you together before you got engaged?
We were actually together 4 years at the time.
All right. Okay. So you've had 4 years of engagement and 4 years of marriage. That's a good
go. Yeah, no. Look, if I had it been my way, we would have engaged after probably a year, because I was always mad to get married and settle down, but sure.
Oh, you were gagging to get married, were you?
I was, yeah.
Why?
Well, you see, I was older than him. I was two years older than him, so.
Okay.
And I was 28, so I was,
Right.
Yeah.
The clock was ticking. Is that what you were thinking to yourself?
Yeah.
And is a year too soon? Like, a lot of people would say that's too soon. Did you have did you live with him before you got engaged or married?
Well, trying to say a year, yeah, is too soon. We were together about 3 years and we moved in together. So we were living together about a year, and then he popped the question. Now, look, listen.
Was he down on one knee and all that kind of carry on?
Yeah, it was really sweet. It was actually very romantic.
Okay.
Yeah, so he popped the question to me after 4 years, then got married a year later. And so 4 years later, here we are. So we're together 9 years now.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's good.
Happily married.
All still in love and everything else. And
yeah, he's the best. He's amazing.
All right, okay, so you got a good catch. He's a keeper.
I honestly did, yeah, he is.
Okay, was the ring nice, by the way?
Yeah, the ring was lovely. He picked it out himself.
Right, okay.
Now, look, listen, I'm not one of these, but that would be into the big diamond or anything like that, so I would have been happy with, like, a ring from a brack. But, but no, he did. He done a good job, and right. we had a wonderful day.
Right.
So we're very happy together, and we have a three-year-old now, so...
And what would you say to people? What would you say to people who want to get engaged after like 2 weeks or 3 weeks? They're mental cases, are they?
Oh, I think so. Look, I have a friend now, and she is going out with a guy about 9 months. And she told her there a couple of months ago. He popped a question to her in the summer. Now he had a few drinks on him, but
that's desperate. Never do it with a few drinks on you.
Well, do you know what? I don't know. Like, my friend is crazy. She's absolutely crazy. And I do wonder how well do they actually know her. Not
right.
For me to say.
Yeah.
But I just think a year definitely too soon.
Okay. Okay.
And 2 years at least. Now look, listen, I know there are, you know, there are like scenarios out there. for people who've got engaged for a couple of weeks and they're together years and years, that's fine. But I think in reality, for most people, you want to give it at least 2 years.
Do you believe in love at first sight?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, yeah. did you love your man when you met him first? Did you know you were going to love him?
Well, I seen him and I was like, who is he?
Right.
So he definitely had my eye from the start.
Okay, so
and,
whisked you off your feet. Yeah, okay, okay.
Yeah.
All right, okay, Lisa, thank you for that. Okay, Lisa, at least 2 years, she reckons. A year is probably too soon. Cindy, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Cindy?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Now, I don't know why it's only women, by the way, here, Cindy, but anyway, I'll work with it. You know what I'm saying? It's women that seem to be more knowledgeable around these type of questions, more logical.
I think men do what they're told.
Yeah. So what do you reckon? When is too soon or too late?
I suppose it's different horses for different courses, like, but we were 18 months together.
I was going to say 18 years. That's a long time.
I got married when we were 2 years together, and we're together now, married 36 years in June now.
36 years, well done.
In June, so.
Yeah, well done, that's a long time.
Us,
yeah.
Know?
Are you still in love?
Oh, I'd like to go and do walks off.
You kind of get sick of looking at him every now and again, don't you?
Oh, I don't see him at all. He's a bread man, he's out all night. I only share a bed on a Saturday night.
He's up early to deliver the bread. All right, so we were talking about the bakers earlier on. So when he popped the question, by the way, were you surprised or did you know it was coming?
No, I wasn't surprised.
Right, okay.
I think I done it first or something.
What, you asked him first, like?
He was saying to me, like, we were walking home one night that, like...
We should get married.
We want to get engaged now.
Yeah.
And then we were talking to me, man, and dad when we got home and we walked me home. And I saw Martin has something to ask you, Dad.
Yeah.
So oh. I kind of pushed his hand.
Right, okay. Do you remember that marriage thing you were talking about there, Martin? There's me, Dad. Go over and ask him. Come on, let's get this done.
Yeah.
Okay, so you kind of pushed the agenda.
Kind of.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's nothing wrong with it. You're together 36 years. It was obviously the right thing to do.
This is it.
And did he get you a nice ring? Did he get you a nice ring?
He did, and he got me a lovely ring, and I'm as I have now, still have it.
Did you pick it out together, or did
he just... We picked it out together. We went to Weir's.
Okay, okay. And 36 years ago, they were
just... butcher at the time.
Right.
So he used to run out and put his feet off every Friday when he got tired.
So he'd go off and put a few quid off it. Yeah, okay.
And so since now he bought me the platinum one when everyone was wearing platinum.
Right.
And this year he bought me a new one, a rose gold one.
Right. Very good.
Because I wanted all the colours.
He's a keeper, isn't he?
He is a keeper.
The bread business pays well, obviously.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen. Okay. Thanks very much, Cindy. 18 months, says Cindy. George, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, George?
Not too bad. Not too bad.
Now, what do you reckon? How soon is too soon?
Well, now, I was married before and had a family, and unfortunately, it didn't work out. I got divorced, and then I got an invite to a friend's wedding, and it was 1 + 1, and the only one I could think of was the nephew's wife's sister. And I sent her a text.
Okay, this is getting complicated now. The nephew's wife's sister.
Sister,
right,
yes,
okay,
who
okay.
I knew who was single.
Right.
And I asked her, would she come to a wedding as 1 + 1?
And by the way, when you say you knew she was single, did you think she was good looking? Like, were you attracted to her?
Well, to be honest with you, I really didn't know her too well because we never really chatted or went out. And I just wanted someone to keep me company at a wedding.
Right. Oh, so she was just some random woman, so to speak.
Well, like, she was handy, you know what I mean?
Oh, right.
She was free.
Right, okay. And single.
And single, and yeah.
And a woman. And a woman.
And a woman. I had no problem going.
Right, okay. So off you went to the wedding with the nephew's wife's sister. Go on, yeah.
Yeah, and after that, then we started to meet up and went for a few drinks and started the date. And then I actually said to her, I was like, well, what do you think, you know, would you think about getting married? And this was only after about, 10, 11 months. And she said, yeah, I wouldn't like a long engagement. And we got married and we went to Lanzarote and 54 came to the wedding. And we had a fantastic time. Everything was done in Lanzarote. And 12 months later, we had Emma. So she's 11 today.
Right. Congratulations.
You know, yeah, well, thanks very much, and it's fantastic. And
so your wife started off as some random plus one at a wedding?
Well, I needed someone to go because I was out of town.
I hope she's not listening to the radio.
Yeah.
Because this is not the most romantic story in the world. You do realise that.
But the thing about it was, after we got back from the wedding, I asked her, would she go out with me for a drink? And she said, yeah, so it wasn't too bad.
No, I suppose so. And you did all the usual. You went out to restaurants and the movies and all sorts of the normal dating things afterwards.
We did, yeah, we did. And we hooked up and it took a while for our sisters to find out we were actually dating, you know.
Right, yeah. And when you went to the wedding, by the way, when she was the random plus one and you sat down at the table, like, you know, when you met her, did you say to yourself, she's a bit of all right?
Yeah, to be honest with you, yeah, but and we had to stay the overnight and it was two single beds, but that's as far as it went on the first night.
I'm glad to hear that. Seems she was a random plus one at a wedding.
Well, there you go. Like, yeah. I didn't take things for granted then after that.
No, fair play to you. So yeah. So you're saying to me 12 months, it wouldn't be any sooner than that. Do you think that's the...
No, because like I was married before, so it took a while to work things out and see how things were going. And to be honest with you, I was really happy with it after 12 months.
Yeah, and did you get down on your knee and hand her a ring and everything?
Actually, it was a bank holiday weekend in Killarney, and to be honest with you, I was well jarred at the time when I got the ring.
Did you get down on your knee and give it to her?
I don't think I did, because if I did, I probably wouldn't get back up.
But stay there for a second, because Philip...
Afternoon, Lloyd, how are you?
I swear to God, George is a hoot. So he was jarred when he proposed to her after 12 months.
I see a good lot of people are fucking half blocked when they propose.
What do you reckon, Philip, is the right amount of time to wait?
I don't... It's really good with me now at the moment. Now, I married a few years now at the moment. I was out a year and a half before I got married. I all depends now. If people want to get married 3 months down the road or 3 years down the road or 3 years down the road, look at themselves. I think it should be no limit on it. If the couple love each other and they want to spend the rest of their life together or whatever, let them go ahead about a month down the road or 2 months down the road or 3 months. Do you know what I mean?
How long are you with her?
That's a good question. That's a good question, though.
I'm gonna be honest and say Aisling tipped me off here because she said, ask him how long he's with her. Do you not know how long you're with her?
I got married. I think I got married in 2006.
You think you got married?
I'm not 100% sure. I can't remember.
Jesus Christ.
2002.
Oh, you're letting men down here today, lads. He's really...
No, where's your two men on the radio? Women.
Oh, but you think you got married in 2003? Do you know how damaging that can be to a relationship to not remember when you got married?
I was 2002.
What was the date?
It was just before Christmas.
That's not the... Just before Christmas is not an answer to the question.
What? 2nd of December.
What?
It was 2nd of December.
So that's your anniversary?
It was my brother-in-law's birthday we got married on.
Right, so you better be right, because when you go home today...
Kill me.
He should kill you if you get it wrong.
Listen,
I'm running out of time. Philip and George, the two of you are gas, I have to say. You do wonders for mankind. The number's 087-188-0008. Somebody says, too funny, priceless man. I wouldn't have much restraint sharing a two-bed hotel. Yeah, absolutely.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.